שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא עשירייה היא הוויה אחת שלמה, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא, נמשיך.
We're going to read excerpts on the topic of the ten is one complete whole הוויה, and you can ask questions on kab.tv, relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. The ten is one whole הוויה.
Actually, what's revealed to us is something that isn't so hard to perceive. I need to include myself in a structure called a ten. If I am included in there correctly, we have to understand what right is, what correctly, what to integrate in it means. But by this, I prepare myself to a meeting with the Creator. I can start seeing the ten like in a magnifying glass. If I'll focus in there towards the Creator and start seeing Him, recognizing Him. And then it becomes simple. Me, the Ten, and Creator. If I want to discover more, then I need to acquire that instrument called a ten in a bigger way. What does bigger mean? That more and more details will come into the ten and also participate in focusing, concentrating, to be in one heart from all those details. And then the Creator will be revealed more. And in this way, more and more, until all circles of all the participants will join together and we will all be as one bundle of all the human vessel, all of humanity. And Creator can be revealed in all His glory in the eyes of whoever is trying to annul towards that ten, that havaya, that He's building from all the earth dwellers. That's why it's written, "You have made me," that truly the Creator doesn't exist, but only is the correct sum of all the participants. That's why we need to try and see this instrument in a way as an action that is in our hands, that we must use it and not to scatter to all kinds of other kinds of work. Only that. That everything that's happening is for building that Kli of the Ten, and me through it can reach the revelation of the Creator. Okay, so let's keep going. Quote number 8.
Quote number 8.
From where?
This is from the Gate of Incarnation, Introduction 38.
But it's all one Havaya, selected excerpts from sources. So, 8.
My teacher warned me and all the friends who were in that group that before the morning prayer, we shall take upon ourselves the commandment of you shall do, of love thy friend as thyself, and aim to love each one of Israel as one's soul. Because by that, one's prayer will rise integrated with all of Israel and make a correction above. and specifically our love of friends, each and every one should include himself in it as if he is one organ of these friends. And my teacher warned me a lot about this.
That's the work that we need to reach through our connection. Love thy friend as thyself. Through love thy friend as thyself, we'll be able to reveal love the Lord your God, which means to focus all of our desires, all of our tendencies, first of all through the group, and then to the Creator. In this way, we reach a connection of all of creation. When it all gathers in a group and reach dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This is actually all of our work. Nothing else. That's why first we reach love thy friend as thyself, and only then we can say Shema Yisrael. It's according to that same order. Israel, the light, the Creator are one. Or man, group, and Creator. Okay. Questions? No. Okay. So, I'll ask. How can we make of the group an instrument like in binoculars that we need to focus them in order to see what we want? By what can we aim it that all the light rays will focus and go through one focus point in a way that for sure we hit the Creator? It's simple that if we don't focus towards the Creator, so the focus has no role. But we need to begin with, we have to be, maybe I'll draw this. It's built in such a way that if I have an eye, and I look at something, which isn't so focused, this is the group, so here I can't see the Creator. Bore, come and see. I can't see it. How can I reach a state that I come and see Him? What does come mean? And what does see mean? And here is the focus. And this is me. Please, speak about that. How can we connect all these things together? Come on, quick. I need to actually be in this constantly. I can't focus here if I don't bring the image of the Creator into here, then what am I trying to focus on? Meaning first you need the Creator here, then I have to focus towards Him. Without an object that I'm focusing on, I have no benefit in rotating that lens. I need to know what I'm doing it towards. So the Creator has to be the one who is turning that lens, focusing it, that's me. How do you do it? Start working. Man will help his friend, everybody speak.
The foundation is that, first of all, from habit, we should see that the everything is through the ten, and I'm the observer.
Yeah, it starts with this me, this I, when I understand what a zero I am and how I'm dependent on the group. And to bring that one into the group, how each one in his unique way.
Shlemut, wholeness of the ten. It's a picture through which we want to see the Creator. That's the Creator. And I have to always turn my attitude to each and every friend in a specific way to see how all the friends are righteous and whole, and together we create this harmonious equal ten where we're all making the same efforts, and then the wholeness is revealed.
We need to remember that along with what we see in our corporeal eyes, this whole reality, along with it, together with it, the Creator is there outside of man, actually. That's what He's depicting to us. And all of our attention has to be as much as we can outside of ourselves towards the others.
The question from the diagram is, what is this picture of the Creator towards which I aim my attitude to the friends? What do I take from them in order to see specifically the group and not some other broken images? I see the diagram is now evolving. The Creator is the force of connection. It's the force that makes all the pieces whole through intentions, I don't know.
I thought it's the quality of faith, emunah. As much as I can come to the friends that I've prepared before it, and the faith is clothed in my vision and my approach and my attitude towards them, that's the focus that through it I can see the Creator and the friends. Otherwise, if I just look in my eyes and what I see is what I see, I won't see Him working through the friends. There has to be a spiritual dimension clothed in my vision.
Love of friends, if we arrange the ten in such an attitude, in such an effort, we discover His quality between us.
Yeah, the Creator is a corrected relationship between us, that the unconditional love is controlling it. That's the revelation of the Creator towards us. Now we have to put it there and see where I am compared to it, and how I can constantly go in that direction. of seeing the relationship between us to reach unconditional love. That gap between our present state and the desired state, I have to start praying for it and coming closer to it even more. Why? For my friends, so they will reach it, so they will do it, so they will have it. That's constant work.
The group is the lens. The focus is the greatness of the Creator, that of the goal that I make sure the friends have.
And I'm changing my dimensions, just like in the drawing, from the two dimensions that there was a circle, now it's kind of a ball, and a lens, and it's all to include the whole world, all of the different observations through all the friends, all the details in that one, because he's drawing it for me, and I need to pass it onward.
Stabilize the picture that we want to see, feel. That first action needs to be gratitude as much as possible. And then in order to realize it, then the request. With the request, we shift the focus ring. With to ask for love between the friends is how I can shift the ring, the focus ring.
Rav, questions? Yes, David.
I realize the zero stage when I look at the group and it looks broken. But what does it mean to bring the Creator, to see the Creator in the group?
I don't know who the Creator is. He has no image, he has no nothing. We give him names according to the way we perceive him. Come and see. You understand? Give me an example in our reality here in this world that I call somebody Creator. Well, it's as if he has no name, no personality, no nothing, that I don't relate anything to him. I supposedly disregard him if it's a human. Boy, who's that? That, find whatever you find it. That's how it is. To such an extent that it shows us on the unbeing able to attain, that before you attain something, you know nothing about it. Come and see. Whatever you see, it'll be.
Yeah. But you say that in order to come to stage 3, that after the group I'll see the Creator, then I have to bring him to this first stage or second stage when I try to see him in the group.
Yeah, so what do you do?
So then maybe something that has to do with equivalence of form needs to happen there, I don't know.
So you have to imagine a group there that is in the ideal state, in a connection that ideal, perfect. And then from the present state, you want to come closer to the desired state in the group. And through that search, called love thy friend as thyself, love of friends, you reach a state that still your focus, your qualities, your desires, your thoughts, everything starts being organized in a way that you come close to that unknown thing. And then you truly discover that quality called Creator. Yeah? But it's something that clothes in the group, that enters the correct connection by efforts. And the content of the correct connection, what's revealed in the correct connection, is a fulfillment that is called Creator.
What?
More?
Again.
Yeah.
Can we say that the Creator is the clarity after we shift the focus.
The Creator is a result of the scrutiny where we find that focus, yeah. And the focus, we aim towards Him, but we can't do anything towards Him, but on the group we can. As much as we bring the group to the ideal state, the perfect state, by this we discover the form of the Creator.
Rav wanted to ask, why is the group, is the action of the group and the attainment individual, personal?
That's a problem we didn't speak about yet. That afterwards we do reach that state that we have a general attainment to the extent that we connect in our vessels. And here we need to learn how, in the connection between us and the vessels, what are we left with our personal specific vessels and what we discover as the mutual vessel. That'll come. It's not worth talking about it now. There's both. Yeah.
I didn't understand what is the work of the focus.
The focus is that I depict to myself who what is the Creator, which is the ideal qualities and bestowal and love. And then I try to see the Kli. That lens, that binoculars, where I change its focus. Meaning the group. And then I can come with it. To focusing all our tendencies, all our desires, even though they're different, to one idea, to one desire, to one essence, which is what we want, and specifically those qualities is what we want to reveal. They have to be in each and every one of us, in connecting to the others as mutual qualities. That's how we focus. Focus is not that we're looking far away, but depicting in some way the Creator, come and see inside us how it has to be revealed. We focus not on Him, we focus on our vessels. It's all revealed afterwards only in our vessels. So this whole depiction is in order to cause the vessels to be connected correctly in the group. Yeah.
Now, when I try to do such a thing, there's for sure some lack of success, some gap between where I am and what I think it is.
A deviation, it's a mistake. It's not no success. On the contrary, it's revealing our success, that we're advancing and coming closer. And that's why we discover in a higher and higher persistency that we're not yet, and we're not yet in focus.
And what do I ask for in such a state?
Ask from the friends and the Creator to all help us connect. That we here discover more and more the difference between us and desires, and the equivalence between us and intentions.
Equivalence in intentions despite differences of desire?
Of course, each one has his own desire that comes from above. But when everybody is aimed to being one thing, let's say you have five nannies on one baby. So each one thinks something else, but they're all aimed towards the benefit of the baby. Okay.
Ken.
Yeah.
So the creator, also attaining the creator, you never see him, you always see the group.
The creator has no image. He doesn't even have a name. No, nothing. When he's revealed in some kind of topic, how do I say a topic? He must be revealed in something that you can grasp. And then you meet in that same topic, he from his behalf and you from your behalf. But on his behalf, it's not that it's him, it's his presentation towards you. Yeah.
I'm asking because what you now explained to Chanoch is that through the focus, you see in the vessels of the group, you see the creator. You don't see the creator if not through the vessels.
What does it mean in the vessels? You see the corrected group, the connected in love and connection upon opposite qualities. Problems, hatred, distance, and so on. You see those two states, and from the intensity between them, you discover the essence of the Creator. The evil remains, called kam bo, and the good is revealed, is called re'eh, see. And from kam and see, you discover that his essence towards you, how he created you in an opposite way and brought you through all kinds of degrees and states, and now how you attain the same thing as the advantage of light from the darkness, and in this way specifically. Otherwise, you can't discover. You're a created being. You don't discover good things only against bad things. Otherwise, you won't be able to see the good either. Then we discover how in each and every sense we need those two opposites. That's why come and see remains. Especially in the Boreh, and the Creator is a force that includes all of those discernments, all those attainments.
When we say determined that there's none else besides him over everything in reality, how does that work through the group? All sorts of things happen in reality.
The group is included from them, included from one wants to discover that one root to everything that's happening.
But what does it mean to see the vessels of the group?
Desires and intentions of the friends, that they are revealed and want to connect between everybody only in order to reach one goal, one revelation, to be together, to discover in that togetherness a special quality. If we unite, then from that unity, uniting is an action. In that action of unity, we have something that we find is a result of those efforts, efforts of uniting. The result is the state itself of unity. In that state of unity is where we find that concept of what that one unity is. Yeah?
So, in one place you see flaws, but when you look in the group, you have to try to see through the vessels of the group to see the Creator. That's how you should relate to it. Trying to grasp what it means that through the group I see the Creator.
Through the group, when you connect them together, and all together, they're all different, but they come and they connect. Under one understanding that they want to achieve connection upon difficulties, upon contradictions, and that unity becomes truly one quality for them that is built from the negativity of all those opposites, so that unity is revealed because you have built something called the Creator. Come and see, you built me.
This building is in our ability to go above the opposites. How do we build?
Obviously, the building is above reason. Each and every way you build, and each and every one. Yeah.
And everyone builds his own creator, meaning in the group everyone looks at the creator differently through the group?
Yes. Of course. Okay. That's good, okay? Right? Okay. Now we are going to how's this called? The introduction to the Book of Zohar.
We're going to go to the writings of Baal HaSulam. This is from Kabbalah for the Student, page 398, item.